This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks last?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and like I said at the top of the show, all three stories today involve, well, severed body parts, but I'll let you be the judge of which is the worst-case scenario. Let us start in Miles, a place you used to live, Detroit, Michigan, where a man is recovering after a woman that he was kissing bit off his tongue. 52-year-old Yolette Wedgwood, she and a man, they were engaged in a consensual kiss when the incident occurred. She had asked him to not put his tongue in her mouth, but he did it anyway. So she bit it off. Police responded to the incident and found a man bleeding from his mouth and missing about 1 inch of his tongue. The prosecutor in the case said, quote, "I believe this is the first case of this nature in my 27 years in the prosecutor's office." Now, police were able to recover the man's tongue in his apartment bedroom. He was transported to an area hospital, and the woman who bit his tongue off, she was taken into custody without further incident. No immediate word on the man's condition. So they were making out. She just said, "Hey, man, don't put your tongue in my mouth."
Can you still speak if you've lost an inch of your tongue? Can you still taste certain things?
I mean, you could probably still taste, but you would probably speak about like this.
With a lisp.
I mean, I feel like that's... I don't know, that's hard to do. It's hard to make out and not use a little bit of tongue.
Right, I mean, people just kind of do it, man.
Yeah, you know? Maybe just forgot.
Yeah, she was not a fan, all right? She says she's not a fan. She said, "Don't put your tongue in my mouth." She put a tongue in her mouth, and she bit that son of a bitch off.
That'd be a weird one, too.
How'd you lose your tongue?
No, just to, like, "Hey, I want to make out with you, okay?"
No tongue.
No tongue.
So we're kissing. We're not making out.
Yeah.
Now we're just kissing. Now we go to Florida. Fort Myers Beach, if you care, where a spring break beach brawl ended with an 18-year-old combatant under arrest for biting off the ear of his opponent. Sheriff's deputy was patrolling Fort Myers Beach Monday afternoon when he was flagged down in reference to a fight that occurred where one's ear was bitten off. An investigation confirmed that the victim, one Jawan Black, he suffered a traumatic auricular amputation of his left ear. That's the fancy way of saying, yeah, someone bit it off during a brawl. It was bitten off by a guy named Jack Turner. Well, the victim here, he's transported to a local hospital. But video recorded by a bystander showed Turner pummeling Black as they wrestled in the sand. At one point, Turner pulled Black's head upward as he brought his face toward the left side of Black's head. It was then that Turner bit off Black's ear. A female witness, one Haley Seeley, she told cops that she was walking with Black and others when Turner called him racial slurs and then approached Black from behind and hit him on the head. When the ensuing fight was broken up, Seeley said she saw Black's ear had been bitten off. Now, Turner was arrested at the scene on a felony battery charge. He was freed from the county jail the following day after posting a $50,000 bond, and a judge has ordered him to have no contact with Black. Now, in an application and an appointment for the public defender, Turner reported having no income and that his bond was posted by his family. It turns out he's living in a 3-bedroom Fort Myers home with his parents.
Oh.
But yeah, bit off a man's ear after calling him racial slurs and then attacking him from behind. And then here's one for you. Now we go to Texas, where an embalmer at a Texas funeral firm used a scalpel to mutilate a sex offender's corpse, then stuffed the descendant's severed penis into his mouth. Now, the incident occurred at Memorial Mortuary and Crematory in Houston. and resulted in the arrest of one Amber Loudermilk for abuse of a corpse, which, in case you're wondering, is a felony. Now, investigators identified the dead man as Charles Rodriguez. He's a registered sex offender who lived in a Houston suburb. And Rodriguez was convicted of sexually assaulting a 31-year-old woman and was judged to be a moderate risk. This according to the Texas Offender Registry, but it still listed him as being required to remain on the registry for the rest of his life. Well, as detailed in the court filing, within minutes of the funeral company management learning of Rodriguez's criminal history, a crematory employee told a co-worker that she observed Loudermilk cut off the descendant's penis halfway and then stuff it into his mouth. Upon learning of the mutilation, a memorial mortuary and crematory manager went to the cremation room to look for themselves, and they did, in fact, quote, notice the genitals have been mutilated and that his penis was placed where it was. They keep repeating that over and over in the story.
They just want you to understand where it was, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you, go through the story. There are five paragraphs in a row where they keep saying what I've already told you, which is the meat of the story, which is this woman found out this guy was on the sex offender list, cut off his penis, placed it in his mouth. When now another co-worker saw her do it at the time, through Loudermilk, reportedly said, quote, you didn't see anything. And then, when the funeral director finally walked in to look for himself, she saw Loudermilk, quote-unquote, fondling the mouth of the descendant, but also there was a towel covering his groin area that was covered in blood. So a judge set her bail at $5,000 with the condition that the defendant may not be employed as an embalmer while this case is pending. So that's her story.
Okay. All right,
so again, just to review real quick, we have the man in Detroit who got his tongue bitten off as he was making out with a chick at his place. It was consensual up until she bit his tongue off. We have the spring break brawl in Florida where a guy unprovoked decided to attack a man, took him down and bit off his ear. And then we have the mortuary worker in Texas, the embalmer, who cut off the dead guy's penis, placed it in his mouth upon learning that he was on the sexual registry.
Okay. Ted, I'm trying to think about what I would pick. Either lose an inch of my tongue or lose an ear. And based on the fact that I wear glasses,
just wear a monocle.
Losing an ear would be pretty tough.
But you also speak for a living.
That would be pretty tough.
Right? So you're not going to generate income, at least not doing this job.
Yeah. And I'd have to figure out a different way to put the headphone on one side if I did not have that ear. That's a... you know what? I guess based on the fact that the man had passed on, he was a deceased sex offender. What the guy did, I don't agree with. But at the same point in time, I think the embalmer in Texas who mutilated a corpse... In this instance, because it was not a living thing, and the fact that he was a sex offender, he sucks the least.
That is, that was
yeah,
a
I
woman.
Mean, that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, that is.
The only issue I have with it, though, is just least. Like, the guy's already dead.
Yeah.
So, like, I get the anger, but, like, you're just kind of mutilating a corpse at that point.
She was.
Right? Which is, like, I don't know. Like, if it was still alive and you found out somebody was a sex offender and you want to do something to him, like...
In the general consensus, people go, that mortician deserves a raise. Third person, a mortician. They suck the least. That dude deserves to be humiliated even in death. Funeral worker did nothing wrong. The last person is awesome and does not suck at all, et cetera, et cetera.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, yeah. I don't know. The guy's already dead. That still seems like a little bit of a sick individual to start cutting off stuff. And I just, like, I get it to a certain extent, but also I don't know the point you're proving. The lady with the kissing... That's just tough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at somebody's house and you're making out with them. Like, I don't know. I feel like the tongue just gets involved.
It just happens.
And then just to bite it off.
Oh, yeah.
Seems crazy.
It
yeah.
It does not seem crazy. That is, in fact,
I mean,
crazy.
I think the spring break guy sucks the most.
I would agree with that.
Because he just picked a fight with the dude because he was a different color and then bit his ear off. Yeah, I'll go with the embalmer.
Okay.
I'm still wondering about this lady, though. Like, do you just never make out with people?
I'm guessing she doesn't, or maybe this guy's breath was weird or something. I've never heard it. Don't put your tongue in my mouth.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Okay, the shot of the day is coming up at 5:08. You're listening to The Men's Room.